here comes summer, and so you know you're going to be out more traveling around and in different environments, and maybe more apt to use public bathrooms.
Well, when you're away from home, you got to do what you got to do.
The New York Times has come out here with this. They want to help you out. They have a story here on the right way to use a public bathroom.
Oh, I got my way.
With regard to stall choice. Mm-hmm. Do you know which stalls to choose here? When you got four stalls, all right, we'll tell
you. The one closest to you, the one against the wall, the ones in the middle, that kind of stuff?
They want to help you minimize your exposure to germs. Okay, so the New York Times Research Department.
That's why I hold it.
Choose your stalls wisely. Okay, here's what you should do. First of all, you got four stalls. Which stall you going to go with? If you haven't looked inside the stalls, there are four stalls. Which stall are you going to opt for? Nobody's in the stalls.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go for maybe one of the middle ones because I'm thinking the end ones get used first.
Stay out of the middle stalls.
Uh-oh.
A researcher at the University of California, San Diego, monitored how much toilet paper was used in each of the four stalls in a men's room at a state beach. Over 10 weeks of investigation, he found that 60% of the paper was used in the two middle stalls, which suggests that these were the most commonly chosen. Assuming that all stalls are cleaned at the same frequency, the cleanest stalls would then be the ones on the end. So don't go middle stall.
All right.
Go with the ones on the outside.
First miss.
Okay. Now, what about the toilet seat itself?
Never touch it.
The president of the American Society of Microbiology says for you to catch something nasty from a seat, the germs on it have to travel into your genital or urinary tract or get into your body via an open cut your butt.
That sounds pleasant.
He says none of this
is... Are you having breakfast?
He says none of this is particularly likely. So he says you can put paper down and you can freak out over all of that, but the chances are nil that you're actually going to get something from a toilet seat. Okay? I don't think you're going to convince a lot of women of that. I don't think they're going to listen to that guy.
I think you going around the corner yesterday in Oak Harbor and just kind of letting it fly, I thought that was a little aggressive, but... You know,
washing.
I can't tell you how to do your thing.
What about washing and drying your hands? Okay. Now here's some. Do you go with paper
it's
towels
recommended.
Or do you go with the hand dryer?
God, paper towels. The hand dryer is just like blowing germs around.
Right. Okay. A study found that bacteria on the public bathroom flush handles, the doors, the stalls, the faucet handles, and soap dispensers. With keeping all that stuff in mind, where this stuff is found, they said you should wash your hands for at least 15 seconds with water at a comfortable temperature. So, you know, you have it at a comfortable temperature so you're not inclined to rush through it. You should spend at least 15 seconds washing your hands. Think twice, though, before using your just wash hands to turn off the faucet. He says, because the faucet is the dirtiest place. You just wash your hands, and then you go touch a faucet handle.
Touch the faucet with the paper.
Yeah, use a paper towel. Yeah. Okay? Use the paper towel for that. And as for the hand dryers versus paper towels, when it comes to hygiene, towels win. That's because if you or other bathroom users have lingering hand germs, they will get blown all over the bathroom
right
by the
face.
Dryers. Yes. In a 2012 review of 12 studies, researchers in Australia and China concluded that compared with dryers, paper towels cause less contamination of the washroom environment.
The air dryer thing is blowing down, so you put your hands underneath it. Basically, it blows the germs right off your hands onto your jeans, and then what do? You wipe your hands off on your jeans.
Yeah. If you have been tempted not to dry your hands at all, or to only partly dry them, please reconsider. A 1997 study found that bacteria, when touched, adhere to wet hands much more readily than do dry hands, and also that wet hands deposit bacteria onto other surfaces quite easily. Okay, so you know what you're supposed to do, right? You are supposed, for 15 seconds, you should have your hand under the water, right? And then use a paper towel, to turn off the faucet, and then you dry your hands with the paper towel, right? Okay, so now you've made it. You've done it, right? Well, you still have to exit this
place. I hope everybody in this building is listening.
Hold on.
Because I know there's people in this building that don't.
You still have to exit this place. You still have to exit the bathroom.
Do you grab the top of the handle, the middle of the handle, or the bottom of the handle?
None of it. Even if your hands are clean when you walk toward the bathroom door, they will not be clean after you push the door open with your hands or grasp the door handle because, as you just pointed out, so many people don't even wash their hands, so that handle is usually one of the dirtiest things in the bathroom.
Does it say top, bottom, middle of the handle?
It does not say. It says get another paper towel and use that to grab onto the handle of the bathroom, open the door,
I always do like a place that has a trash can right next to the door.
Then discard the towel once you are outside. Good luck surviving all of that.